But just to end with one very, very short hergish, and that is, and I was thinking that we're starting Masechtas Megillah now. Masechtas Megillah goes to Daf Lamed Beis, which means it's 31 dafin. It's really 30 dafin and change. So this year is an Ibiyar. My hergish was that we have two Adars this year, but really we have a third Adar, because we're learning Masechtas Megillah. Masechtas Megillah is mamish, it's all about Mishanichnas Adar, right? That's what it's going to be about. We already jumped into all the halachas of Megillah, and we're talking about Achashverosh to hold off. So this is mamish, we're being zeichet this year to a third Adar. It's a very, very chashuv thing. You know, we just finished Masechtas Tainis, right? Just to be mashalev, to fuse Masechtas Tainis and Masechtas Megillah. Chazal say, Kishem Shem Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. You know, the last few dafin of Masechtas Tainis, so they discuss the different halachas as it relates to what you're not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av, the 9 days, Erev Tisha B'Av, the Sudam Afsekes, the 3 weeks. There's no halachis in Shulchan Aruch of what it means, Mishenichnas Adam Marbim Besimcha. Right, Mishenichnas Adam Matim Besimcha, there's a whole halach of Shulchan Aruch, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Mishenichnas Adam Marbim Besimcha, there's no halachis mentioned anywhere. I once heard that a yid, for him to be bitzar, ba'atzfus u'ba'avelus, a very, very dangerous thing. Very, very dangerous thing. To be besimcha, that's gewaldig. If du as Hashem besimcha, tachas asher lo yavadut, as Hashem leikecha besimcha, uvetuv leifav. But to be betzar and to be ba'atzvus, that's not so good. Mishenichnas adar marbim besimcha, you don't need a shulchan aruch. Just be happy. That's it. Just be besimcha. What? I don't know. Whatever makes you besimcha. Of course, al derech hatayra. But a person should be besimcha. Oh, but mishenichnas av, if you would tell a yid, oh, it's chodesh av, mematim besimcha, just be ungesetzt and be nebuch, sorrowful and any synonym thereof. That's terrible. The sakana that can come from telling a person just to be completely uninhibited and unhinged and just be reckless in terms of atzvos. You can't do that. So there we have to already limit it. So we tell the yid, yeah, you don't take a shower, you don't cut your hair, and you might in terms of the foods that you eat, etc., etc. That's something that's possible. Mishenichnas adam marbim besimcha, that we don't need. Or mishenichnas adam mematim besimcha, that's dangerous. Because for a yid to be ba'atzvus is not so poshet. So just to end, that it's Megillah Daf Beis, as it relates to Daf Yoimi, is Tuesday's Daf. Tuesday is Asara B'Tevis. It's an incredible thing. So the third Adar of this winter starts when? The first Adar. It starts on Asara B'Tevis. So the Hergish is that the Novi Zechariah said, Koya Mar Hashem, Tzvokoi, Tzoy Mar Avi, V'Tzoy Mar Chamishi, V'Tzoy Mar Shvi, V'Tzoy Mar Asiri. The Tzoy Mar Avi, that's Shavasa B'Tamuz. V'Tzoy Mar Chamishi, that's Tisha B'Av. Tzoy Mar Shvi is Tzoy Mar Gedalia. V'Tzoy Mar Asiri is Asara B'Tevis. Yia L'Beis Yehuda, one day it will be L'Beis Yehuda, L'Sosin U'L'Simcha, U'L'Moyadim Toivim, V'Emes V'Asholom Ehov. I don't think it's a coincidence that we're starting Masechtas Megillah, which is a Masechta that's all about Sosoin and Simcha, Mayadim Toifim, HaEmes, VaAsholom, Ehavu. We should be Zoicha that this year, the Tzoyma Asiri, Asara B'Tevis, it should be Nepach, LeSosoin, LeSimcha, Ulamayadim Toifim.